الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفاه. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآت الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله. وقال الله تعالى: وأن المساجد لله فلا تدعوا مع الله أحدا. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: أحب البلاد إلى الله مساجدها، وأبغض البلاد إلى الله أسواقها، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders and brothers, Muhammad bin Maslama radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a very famous sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Medina Munawwara. He narrates a beautiful ahadith which Imam al-Tabrani rahimahullah cites in his book, and he says, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ لِرَبِّكُمْ فِي أَيَّامِ دَهْرِكُمْ نَفَحَاتٍ أَلَا فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down opportunities for you throughout the days of your life, throughout the calendar of a believer. Thereafter he says, wake up, understand, listen carefully, be receptive to these days. Be receptive to these opportunities. In Arabic, the word used is nafhatun nafahat. And it translates as a cool breeze. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you opportunities. He's sending down His winds of rahmah, maghfirat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us opportunity. What is our position? What is our requirement? What should we do? We should present ourselves to receive these opportunities. We should allow ourselves to be receptive to these opportunities. This month of Ramadan, respected friends and elders, many of us have experienced it for many years before us. But each time this month presents itself, like the other important days of the year, the days of Hajj, Laylatul Bara'ah, like these other opportunities, we must make ourselves ready to accept it. We must show from our side that we are waiting for the mercy and the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many times have we heard of people that the entire life they spent in evil and in bad habits, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them one opportunity, whether it was Ramadan, whether it was the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, whether it was the days of Hajj, they required only one moment and the entire life changed. The entire focus of life changed. The direction of their heart changed towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us take this month of Ramadan as a new opportunity for every single one of us, that we are going to find solutions to the problems in our life based on the Mubarak message of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is where I choose to speak about this topic today, respected friends and elders, that every single one of us are looking for macro and micro solutions. We are looking for solutions for the large scale problems which we are facing, or which the ummah are facing. And we are also looking for solutions within our own life. Inshallah, I will present two possible solutions. And if we can make amal on it, myself included, then inshallah there will be a lot of khair for us. The first, there is a hadith of Bukhari, a very, very famous hadith, narrated by none other than Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. And he speaks about the seven categories of people who will enjoy the shade under the arsh of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. Amongst these seven categories, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. That man, that person whose heart has a deep attachment to the masajid. Respected friends and elders, if we can recognize and realize the importance of the masajid of Allah, the houses of Allah in our life, and we can create a bond between our hearts and the masajid, then definitely and certainly there is a lot of goodness waiting for us. Look at this hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that your link to the masjid will earn you salvation on the day of Qiyamah. It will save you from the terrors and the horrors of the day of Qiyamah. Ulama explain that a person's heart linked to the masjid does not necessarily mean that he is constantly sitting here. Because practically it is not possible for most of us. But rather it means that as soon as he leaves the masjid, his mind, his heart, his body, his soul has that desire that when will be my next opportunity to return to the masjid. While he's out in, perhaps at work or at home, that link that his heart has with the masjid is continuously there. So during this month of Ramadan, respected friends and elders, when we are already spending so much of time compared to normal in the masjid due to Taraweeh, etc., Salatul Taraweeh, etc., then let us try to create that link in our heart with the masajid. The second hadith, which I choose to speak about today, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا. That from all the pieces of land and the places on earth, the masjid and the masajid of Allah is very, very beloved, are very, very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the opposite, which areas, which places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abhors, those are the marketplaces. Ulama explain what is the difference. If you look at the masjid, then this is the place of a'mal. This is the place of salah. This is the place of dhikrullah. This is the place of tilawatul Quran. And when you look at the marketplaces, then these are the places where people's voices are raised, where people are taking false oaths, where people are lying to each other, where indecency is taking place. Respected friends and elders, naturally as believers, those who wish to attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we should link ourselves to those places which are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions. The narrator of this hadith is Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the hadith appears in Tirmidhi. He says, radiallahu anhu, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الرَّجُلَ يَعْتَادُ الْمَسَاجِدْ فَاشْهَدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ. When you see a man frequenting the masjid or the masajid, then bear testimony, realize, understand that this is a man of iman. This is a man of iman. The end goal and the objective of every one of us is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us mawt upon iman. By creating our link with the masjid, by creating the link with the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this will lead to iman becoming strong in our heart. And inshallah, through this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us mawt upon iman. Respected elders and brothers, many of us, mashallah, we already have a link to the masjid. We already have a link to the masjid. Alhamdulillah, we are here 5 times a day. And during the month of Ramadan, we are here for Salatul Taraweeh. What is the next step? What is the next target? A beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, which appears in Sahih al-Bukhari. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us encouragement for the a'mal of the masjid. What are the a'mal of the masjid mentioned in this hadith? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لو يعلم الناس ما في النداء والصف الأول ثم لم يجدوا إلا أن يستهموا عليه لاستهموا. If the people truly understood what is the reward for giving the adhan, And what is the reward for reading salah and performing salah in the first saf? Then they could not have any solution to choose who will occupy the first saf. They will be forced to now draw lots. Then that will be the only solution for them. They will have to draw lots just to choose who gets an opportunity to come to the to perform salah in the first saf. What a great reward! Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that this first saf, as it is commonly said, the closer you are to the imam, the more your reward is. Let us make an effort, respected friends and elders. Let us try to occupy the first saf as soon as we come into the masjid. Some of us will enter into the masjid and we'll sit in a certain corner or a certain area of the masjid. When there is enough space in the first saf, let us make an effort now to move towards the first saf, to occupy the first saf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us greatly. Thereafter, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu continues the narration of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, وَلَوْ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا فِي التَّهْجِيرِ لَسْتَبَقُوا إِلَيْهِ. And if the people knew what is the reward for going early for salah, then they would race and compete with one another to reach the masjid first. Look at this. How many of us are guilty of this, respected friends and elders? We hear the adhan, then we say, no, we still got 15 minutes. Then we delay, we sit with our phone, then we decide we need to go toilet. By the time we end up in the masjid, already the first salah, the first rakat is finished. We missed the takbir ula. We already sometimes just making it before the salah. لَسْتَبَقُوا إِلَيْهِ. If the people knew what is written for them, what reward lies for them, simply by coming early for salah, then they would have done so. And the final part of this hadith, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, وَلَوْ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا فِي الْعَتَمَةِ وَالصُّبْحِ لَأَتَوْهُمَا وَلَوْ حَبْوَى. If the people knew what reward was written for them, for coming for Fajr Salah and coming for Isha Salah, then they would have made sure to attend the masjid even though they were crawling. Even though they were crawling. Look at our situation, respected friends. We look for the smallest excuse not to come to the masjid. We look for the most feeble of excuses, sometimes not to even read our salah. This is the month of Ramadan. It is the month of Sawm and Qiyam, of standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in salah. One hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, the narrator of the hadith is Abu Burayda al-Aslami radiallahu anhu. And the hadith appears in Abu Dawud. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, بَشِّرِ الْمَشَّائِينَ فِي الظُّلَمِ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدِ بِالنُّورِ التَّامِّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Give glad tidings to those who walk to the masjid. Of what, O Nabi of Allah? Of a complete light on the day of Qiyamah for those who walk to the masjid in the darkness. This hadith is a reference to Salatul Fajr and Salatul Isha. Alhamdulillah, many of us during the month of Ramadan, we are present in the masjid for these salahs. But as we mentioned before, Ramadan is a time to train ourselves, to take advantage of the opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And thereafter create this bond with the masjid, especially, or giving extra importance to the Fajr Salah and the Isha Salah, when many of us are neglectful of it. So this is the first solution we have. It is a macro solution. It is a long-term solution. By people coming to the masjid, by our masajid becoming full, then we create the bond of muhabbat between one another. We see our musallis, we see our neighbors, we see our friends, we have an opportunity to make the khidmah, we have an opportunity to make salam to them, which is rewarding. We have an opportunity to smile to them, which is rewarding. If any of our community members or our neighbors are in difficulty and we notice that they're not around, then we can inquire. How can I help him? How can I assist him? What can I do to be of service to him? This is a macro solution. An example of the masjid, respected friends and elders, is like an incubator. We all know when a child or a baby is very sick, or a child is premature, then the doctors will put the child into an incubator. What is the definition of an incubator? It is something which controls the environment around him. These masajid of Allah are like an incubator. It is a controlled environment. It is an environment of the rahmat and the maghfirat of Allah. It is an environment of protection. Nowadays, respected friends and elders, where fitna and fasad has become so widespread in every direction, we need some time out. We need some time out. We need to give our bodies some spiritual nourishment. And what a solution Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. That is the house of Allah. If we calculate, respected friends and elders, hypothetically, for each salah, we spend about 20 minutes to half an hour in the masjid. If we make an effort, we add our Quran tilawa, our dhikrullah, our durood for the day, then 2.5 hours from the day, from 24 hours of the day, we are giving to the masjid. And the more we do it, the more we expose ourselves to this beautiful, positive, protected environment, then definitely, respected friends, what will take place? The cure to the spiritual diseases which are in our body. Just like that baby is in the incubator, so that his immune system becomes strong and enables the baby to fight off diseases. When we expose ourselves and when we secure our body in this incubator of the masjid, then we increase our spiritual power and our ability to fight off all the spiritual diseases that are waiting for us outside. So that's the first point. The second point, respected friends and elders, regarding the masajid, is that naturally with everything we do in our deen, there are etiquette which need to be followed. The masajid is a place of dhikrullah, a place of ibadah, a place of love and muhabbat. During this month of Ramadan, we find that many a time during the taraweeh and during the time when we are sitting and making ibadah, then sometimes we are irked or we are irritated by certain things. Sometimes we are complaining that the aircon is too cold. Some people are complaining, oh, it's too hot. Some people are complaining the mic is too loud. Some people are complaining it's too soft. We must understand, respected friends and elders, every single one of us are coming from different backgrounds. Our tabi'ah and our nature is different. We need to bring forbearance and tolerance into our life. If every time we enter the masjid, we're going to complain and we're going to have an issue with this person or that person, then how is the environment of love and muhabbat going to be created? If we are going to have a comment for everything, we have become a community of complainers. We want to complain about everything, instead of being a community which presents solutions. If you are not happy with something, then with muhabbat and love, try to find a viable solution. Try to find a different place in the masjid if the aircon is troubling you. Try to find a different place in the masjid if you are feeling too hot or feeling too cold. The ulama and sometimes the trustees of the masajid, throughout the month of Ramadan, then different people will come with complaints to them. Sometimes the hufaz reading too fast, sometimes reading too slow. Remember, respected friends and elders, everybody cannot be pleased. Everybody cannot be pleased. How do we come to a solution for this problem? That we try to forego our rights. By doing this, we are making ikram. We are honoring our fellow believers. We are getting reward for it if we do it with the correct intention. Coming back to my point, our masajid must be a place of love and muhabbat. That we get along with one another. Our hearts must be clean for one another. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asked. Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali rahimahullah mentions this incident. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was asked, how did you, meaning you and your companions, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how did you welcome the hilal of Ramadan? How did you welcome the hilal of Ramadan? Ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, the faqih of the ummah, the faqih of Kufa, he says that we welcomed the month of Ramadan in such a way that none of us had the courage to have any enmity in our heart for any believer. Our hearts must be free of any enmity for any believer. This is how we entered into the month of Ramadan. And this brings me to the last point, and that is, what about micro solutions? How do each one of us contribute to a positive life for ourselves and for others? Hakim al-Ummah, Mu'ashraf Ali Tanvi rahimahullahu ta'ala, he writes on Malfuz, and he says that if every one of us, simpletons, normal people, if we can go through Ramadan with two qualities, or practicing upon two things, then this is sufficient for us. Number one, ijtinabul ma'asi. We stay away from sins. During the month of Ramadan, it is more easier. We are in the state of fasting. We are constantly aware to protect our gaze, our tongues, our heart. Ijtinabul ma'asi. Stay away from all types of sins. And the second thing Hakim al-Ummat mentions, he says that we make sure to fulfill the rights of every single person. Notice the solution. He did not mention long rakats of salah. He did not mention thousands of tasbihat. All of that is in its place. But such importance, Hakim al-Ummah, who our ulama described that he had his finger on the pulse of the ummah. He understood what is the problems that the people are facing. He gives these two solutions. Ijtinabul ma'asi and ada'u hukuki al-ibad. Fulfill all the rights of people. By doing this, respected friends and elders, as we mentioned before, macro solutions for us to link ourselves to the masjid, for the community to come back to the masjid, not only for Ramadan, although Ramadan is a training ground for us, but for the entire year. And the second, micro solutions. We fulfill the rights of every single person around us, and we stay away as much as possible from any type of guna and sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.